The views and opinions expressed by guests on Soda City Unleashed are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of CVETS. While we love sharing stories and insights from the veterinary world, this podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only. It is not a substitution for professional veterinary advice, diagnosis, or treatment. We always recommend consulting your primary veterinarian for any medical concerns regarding your pet. Welcome to Soda City Unleashed. We are again off the leash. This time we are out at Sir Big Spur's farm. I'm your host, Emily White, and joining me today is Van Clark and his wife, Beth. We'll come in a little bit, but Van and Beth are the caretakers of Sir Big Spur, the University of South Carolina's live mascot. How are you?
Thank you so much for having us. What a joy to have you guys out here.
Thanks for having us at your home.
Oh, yeah.
This is incredible. We just got the grand tour. This is like the Ritz-Carlton of rooster livings, dwellings. Tell me a little bit about the story of how you guys came into this role.
I went to see a family member in Trenton, which isn't far away. And my uncle was a peach farmer.
Okay.
And he had a peach packing shed there. So I was there with my cousin. And I looked over in the corner and I saw a Carolina trailer sitting there. I'm like, what is that doing here? And he said, well, that's Ron's. And I said, well, who is Ron? So Ron Albertelli and Mary Snelling, who actually started the program.
Okay.
Ron leased that peach packing shed as a fabrication shop.
Okay.
Now, after my family got out of the peach business and stuff.
Okay.
So he was there and they said, he has the live mascot. I said, get out. How about that? That's great. And they told us that they were looking for help. They were looking to go out of the country, I think, at the end of the year of 19, and they needed somebody to do a couple games for them or whatever. So Beth and I reached out. We went and had dinner with them, and they invited us to the first couple of games in 2019, and we went to watch what they do. That's the short synopsis of how we got involved right with that. We basically said that yes, we will help.
So they essentially trained you two to take over.
Essentially, yeah. They showed us the ropes and they showed us like what they do at a ball game.
And so then they eventually handed the reins over to you guys.
Actually, COVID hit 2020, so that sort of wiped out, you know, the plans that we had there. So baseball, we were going to do baseball.
Okay.
And baseball got shut down. So later on that year, they talked to us and they said, hey, we'd like for y'all to take the program over. And so Beth and I talked about it, prayed about it, really. I mean, that's a big a big undertaking to be able to do it. And we said, you know, I think we will, because Beth is the biggest animal lover you ever want to see. And I said, I enjoy going to the games and the atmosphere and all that. And I'm a real social dude, so I like it. So I was like, yeah, I think we can do this. I think it'd be something that we can do in our retirement from being educators. Mm-hmm. It's something we can do together. So we said yes.
So did you guys have birds at the time?
We had farm birds. We had some chickens running around down by the lake down here.
Uh-huh.
And they'd run all over the property and everything, and Beth would shut them up at nighttime so, you know, a predator wouldn't get them.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But so, that's it.
So you guys really transformed your backyard here to
accommodate. And we basically had to learn. We had to learn the breed, because these are game birds. These are fighting birds. So they're totally different.
Thinking back to that time, what was your reaction when they were like, we'd like you guys to take this over? Was it like
it's a little overwhelming to start with? Yeah, I was like, all right, okay, well, yeah, I think we will. So Beth and I both, I was a high school band director, so being in charge of a program and building a program, that's sort of in my DNA.
Sure.
Beth, same way. She's an art teacher, and she was also a cross-country coach. So I was like, I looked at it as, okay, instead I don't have a band program anymore, so this is just going to be my program.
Williams-Brice is like one of the top five loudest stadiums. People always comment on how it's just a completely different experience there. Tell us what it's like bringing a rooster into that.
Yeah, well, it really starts in the parking lot. Beth will take Sir Bixbur, and there's a tree and a little area where he can go scratch around and get loose and all that kind of stuff. So people come over and start taking photos. We do that. And then we generally wait on the Carolina band to come through because we always go to the pep rally that they have in Gamecock Park. So we wait on them, we follow them in, and then we have Gamecock cheer, Carolina band, and Sir Bixbur will be over there for that. And that, you're in the middle of everyone. So taking good care of Sir Bixbur, make sure he's good, first off, and then making sure other people are safe as well.
Right.
I mean, that's a big responsibility because he is a fighting bird. Sometimes they do get startled by certain things, and part of our job is to make sure that no one else gets hurt and has a great game day experience.
Right.
From that point on, after we go into the stadium, we're in the back there where the football players run in for 2001.
Oh, wow.
So we stay back there just a little bit, and then we take Sir Bixbur out and we put him on his cart. And then we push him out, and there's recruits everywhere, there's people everywhere on the field, sideline, football teams warming up, they're in and out, coaches. It's just so much activity going down on for pregame, right? So we ease our way across, and as people, if they want a photo or something, we will stop off the field so that they can get those photos that they want to get of Sir Bixbur at that particular opportunity. And it takes a while.
Right.
We take our time, but then we get over to his Block C perch, over by the student section. Beth will always go up and put her hands on Sir Bixbur and hold him right before they do the fireworks at the national anthem and those kind of things, just to make sure that he's okay. So
he's a pretty stoic bird.
He is, and he loves to perch. So once he gets up there, he's usually pretty good. But if they do get startled, you know, then they will tend to want to jump or something like that. So we have to make sure.
So something I learned from you guys last football season, I went to USC, am a proud Gamecock, got my class ring on and everything. The Spurs are what they use to fight, right?
Yes.
So getting spurred by a Gamecock is, that's when you're talking about the safety of everyone around, right?
Right,
can you
exactly.
Tell me about
if they were, yeah, if they were to show any kind of aggression or whatever, they are usually, they'll peck, they'll do that kind of stuff. But then when they really flare up and they're going to come at something, they're going to jump and they're going to hit with the spurs right here. And it's like multiple times, super, super fast. And it feels like a jackhammer.
Wow.
It's amazing.
But maybe amazing to watch and not
right yeah it's not fun to feel at all.
But that's why you guys are so important being with him to make sure make sure you know, everyone's safe and they're not getting to a position where they feel like they need to do
because
it's an animal.
Part of our job is to enhance the game day experience. And we certainly don't want to put a damper on anything. We want to make sure that everybody, every time someone meets Sir Bixbur, that it's a positive experience for them and for the university.
How do fans usually react when they see him? I know our director, producer, editor, cameraman, Paige, she's usually a little nervous when she sees him. How do people normally react?
Well, we get all kind of reactions, actually. So some people just can't stand themselves, and they come over, and they want immediately to be a part. Yes. So many people want to hold him and that kind of thing. And a lot of times we can do that. Some other people are extremely standoffish. They may have a propensity to be a little bit afraid of birds or something like that. And then also, if he, you know, shows any quick action or anything like that, people sort of like, okay, no, I don't think I will.
Okay, so some fun rapid fire. Who's more high maintenance on game days, the players or Sir Bixbur?
Sir Bixbur. Yeah, definitely.
All his
players,
carefully cut up grapes.
Coach Beamer's, man, he's got, the players, they know where they're supposed to be, when they're supposed to be, and they're all there. Of course, you know, we look from afar.
Right.
You know, so we see what everyone else sees as far as players go. We watch them on the sidelines. We make sure that we're out of their way, and we don't want to get in, you know, where we shouldn't be. So.
Right. If Sir Bixbur had a walkout song, what would it be?
Well, yeah, we got Here Comes the Rooster. It's on my phone.
Okay, there we
go. So, I mean, that's got to be it.
Cue it up whenever you need.
That's got to be it. Alice in Chains. Yeah, that's got to be it.
If you could describe Sir Bigsper in three words, which is kind of ironic because his name is three words, how would you describe him?
Well, just like our other mascot, Cocky, he's very cocky and he's super fiery and feisty sometimes. Yes, and he's extremely persistent. And I think that that characteristic is very dominant in him. Yeah.
Those words describe our football team, too.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's why we're the Gamecocks.
There we go. All right, so now we have Miss Beth Clark with us, Van's wife and Sir Bigsper's other caretaker. Beth, can you tell us, well, also, we have a baby Gamecock with us. You guys,
baby.
This is one of Sir Bigsper's little guys. Oh, my goodness. And he doesn't have a name yet, right? He's still just
not
a baby.
Yet. Just Sir Bigsper's little boy.
he's talking to you for the podcast. Love it. Can you tell us a little bit about what a day in the life of Sir Bigsper is like when you're not at the stadium, when you're here at home?
I am constantly cleaning the water out. They get fresh water daily, some food every day, some treats, cleaning the coops, getting old shavings out, putting new in. And just taking care of the babies. Lots of babies. We had 7 sets of babies this summer.
Did you have any experience with this before you guys took
over? When I was little, we had chickens. But back then, you had to have chickens because you didn't have Chick-fil-A or anything. So my grandma would, you know, go out and get one if we had company. And that just traumatized me. And so I never ate meat while I was little.
Oh, wow.
So, and then finally, when we got married, I had chickens and all kind of pets and just outdoor chickens, pigs, goats, donkeys,
wow,
geese, ducks, everything. So we've downsized now to just Sir Bigsper and his group and some geese and ducks that fly in.
Yeah. So Sir Bigsper has his own pen with his women, right? Mm-hmm. Can you tell me a little bit about why you separate them and what goes into all of that?
Well, most of the ones in there with him, some of them are older and they're more docile and easier to handle. And I don't want any that are too hyper around him to upset him. So he's got some of the better ones in there with him. And then the other babies have theirs too after they grow up because I like for them all to be happy. So but Sir Bigsper has the cream of the crop.
How do you prepare him for game days? What goes into his special routine?
When we get him and put the tether on him, he knows he's going to get lots of treats, special treats like dried mealworms, which they get pretty much every day. But that, the orange peanut butter crackers has got to be the orange ones.
That's so ironic.
He didn't like Cheez-Its. Let's see. He loves cut up red grapes, not green. And he likes peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, and I'll break off little pieces and dip them in the water so, you know, it'll go down easy.
He sounds like my husband.
He gets a whole charcuterie board of treats, and you can see them all lined up on his perch. But and then when I'm eating something at halftime or whatever, he snuggles up to me and gets as close as he possibly can. He'll always crawl up in my lap to get whatever I'm eating, especially a little hamburger or something. He loves the hamburger meat.
Not Chick-fil-A, right?
No Chick-fil-A. We have driven through Chick-fil-A and blown the rooster horn, and the kids all love it. But no, we don't eat Chick-fil-A in front of him.
That's very kind. What would you say are some of the biggest misconceptions about caring for a rooster like him?
A lot of people don't know that they can be aggressive, and they don't realize that they can actually hurt you. We had one that was as sweet as he could be. And then one day he just turned on me, and I had winter clothes on, and it got me through my clothes.
Wow.
And I had 20-something hits on my arm and about 10 on my leg, and it was bleeding through my winter clothes.
Oh, my goodness.
Had to go to the doctor and get a tetanus shot, so I mean, they can. So now I'm always careful. Sir Bigsper has gotten me twice, but I think it was because I was moving a little too fast in the coop.
So, yeah, I'm sure people rush up on you guys and are like, why do I have the bird?
Now, when he's in a good mood at some of the games and stuff, a lot of the girls in the in college or university will come up and they'll want to hold him. And we've had people kiss him on the back of his Ooh. Head and all that. And he and they're like, this is the best day of my life. And I'm like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Oh, man. But I love the little kids. I think the tiny ones, when they walk by and they, I mean, I'm talking 6 months old, especially at the baseball games, and they walk by and they lock eyes with Sir Bigspur. And they don't take their eyes off.
It's like
and
wonder.
They want to feed him, and they'll come back the next game, and that's their highlight, to get to feed him again. And so we have the same ones come in and out, and that want to touch him, want to hold him. But I think it's just so much joy in seeing the little ones. And you never know what impact it's going to have on them when they get older. They might remember that rooster, and, hey, I want to go to that school because I got to hold the Gamecock.
Absolutely. What has being the caretaker of Sir Bigspur now is your sixth year, essentially. What has that meant to you and Van and your family?
We feel like it's a mission for us now, like a different season of our lives from teaching so many years. I taught 38. Total, we've had 50-something years, 68 years of teaching. So we love still being around the students, and especially that age, I think, we can be a positive influence to the kids. It means a lot to us because I was born and raised a Gamecock, and growing up with my dad going to the games and my brother going there, and then I went to USC Aiken and then to Lander and got my master's. But being a part of the school and having those little things from childhood and then being able to do this, it's like, oh, they're looking down from heaven and they're so excited, you know. So it's just kind of like a family tradition. And I was a cheerleader at Newberry, not at Carolina, but that would have been a dream. So I love being on the field. I love taking care of the rooster. Any animal involved is fun for me. So just keeping the tradition alive and keeping Sir Bigspur's name alive and being there for the others. And we actually have a Bible verse that we've used as Hebrews 10:24. Let us consider how to spur on one another in love and good deeds.
Wow.
So we try to show that and not just talk it. We actually try to be there for them and do what we can for the university to promote it.
That's beautiful. If Sir Bigspur could talk,
oh.
What would he say about the Gamecocks this season?
He would say, we're going to have a fantastic season, and it's just going to keep getting better and better, and my feistiness is going to come out in the players this year.
That's awesome. And then I know that there's a fund to help you guys continue on this legacy. Can you tell us a little bit about how people can support Sir Bigspur?
They can go to the website, can go on there, and I have some of my paintings on there. People can get prints. They can have him come to their personal events like weddings, and he's been in a wedding and a couple funerals and different Make-A-Wish. And we actually went to a little boy that had a heart transplant when he was 6 months old, and it was his 10-year anniversary, and we were able to go to that. That was fun. We've done graduation parties, a few of those this year. So lots of different things. He'll make personal appearances.
And that helps support.
Yeah, all that helps support Sir Bigspur. And we are honored that CVITS is sponsoring us because y'all are our first sponsors. And we're super excited about that.
Well, we are very happy to be the official veterinarian of Sir Bigspur.
That's right.
It means a lot to us, too. And we love having him at our hospital and all of our staff getting to interact with him. It's been a really special thing, so I'm glad that we're able to do that with you guys. All right. Well, until next time, give your pets or your roosters an extra pet from us. And thank you for joining us for Soda City Unleashed.